You're listening to the audio production of Theodore and Woodrow by Andrew P. Napolitano, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Scott Moore.
Author's note: my first exposure to Woodrow Wilson was an example of 3 degrees of separation. As an undergraduate at Princeton University in the late 1960s and early 1970s, a university at which Wilson once taught and over which he once presided as the school's president, I was steeped in the campus lore that he was a great man who saved America from the evil rich who would have kept us all in bondage. I even studied under a professor who studied under a professor who learned from Professor Woodrow Wilson himself. My intellectual introduction to Wilson was courtesy of Professor Arthur S. Link, who was then and, though now deceased, still is today the academically recognized foremost scholar of Woodrow Wilson. Professor Link, who edited the massive Papers of Woodrow Wilson, spent his entire professional career studying, writing, and lecturing on Wilson. Professor Link, a charming, crew-cut, pipe-smoking, tweed-wearing liberal, loved his subject, and he taught his students to do the same. I have always challenged authority. Just ask my parents, brothers, teachers, professors, and even the appellate judges who reviewed my work when I was on the bench. So the good Professor Link, who admitted me as an undergraduate to his graduate student courses, usually reserved for those intending to become professional historians, did not succeed with me. I believed, as a student, studying in the same majestic halls where Woodrow Wilson taught and administered, that Wilson sapped personal liberties, brought America into a useless and highly destructive war, trampled the sovereignty of the states, and institutionalized central economic planning mechanisms.